Welcome to the Travel Pulse Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Bowman, the executive editor of TravelPulse.com. Looking for a vacation that's beyond the ordinary? Immerse yourself in a world of unparalleled luxury and adventure with All-Inclusive by Marriott Bonvoy. From the sun-kissed shores of Barbados and Jamaica to the lush landscapes of Mexico and Costa Rica, they bring you to the most coveted destinations. Whether you're traveling with your partner, family, friends, or flying solo, All-Inclusive by Marriott Bonvoy caters to your every whim. They specialize in crafting authentic moments that resonate with your unique travel style. And here's the best part. As a Bonvoy member, you unlock unlimited travel possibilities. The longer you stay, the more benefits you enjoy. Learn more at allinclusive.marriott.com. What's up, everyone? Today is Tuesday, May 21st. Happy Travel Tuesday and happy National Memo Day. My memo to you is that you are awesome. Say it with me out loud as you're listening. We're going to say it together and say I am awesome in 3, 2, 1. I'm awesome. Yes. Go out and have a great day. It's going to be a fun show today. You're going to learn a lot on the travel news scene. And later on in the show, we got two lovely guests coming up with Alicia Ivanka Lewis, Executive Vice President, Events at North Star Travel Group, and Kristen Perry, owner of Classic Travel Connection. We're going to be talking about events and travel and what you need to know there in the retail space. Great insight for my travel advisor listeners and travel suppliers as well on the insights of what it takes to put on an event in the travel space coming up later on in the show. But first, as we do for every episode, in case this is your first time listening to the podcast here, we're going to be diving into what's been trending in the world of travel in the last week. And we begin with the State Department issued an overall travel warning last Friday, a worldwide caution alert ahead of the busy summer travel period. It stated, quote, due to potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens in interest, the Department of State advises U.S. citizens overseas to exercise increased caution. The Department of State is aware of the increased potential for foreign tourist organization-inspired violence against LGBTQIA plus persons and events and advises U.S. citizens overseas to exercise increased caution. U.S. citizens should stay alert in locations frequented by tourists, including pride celebrations and venues frequented by LGBTQ persons. They should also enroll in the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, also known as STEP, to receive information and alerts to make it easier to locate you in emergency overseas, and they recommend following the State Department on Facebook and Twitter. So, a worldwide caution alert. Cause for concern? No, I think not. I mean, that's just pretty standard. What, it's ahead of the busy summer travel period. U.S. State Department doing their job on what they should. You know, they should alert the people that, hey, be alert, stay alert when you're traveling. That is common sense. That is logic, people. This is not going to stop people from traveling abroad. It does serve as a good reminder, though, to always stay alert in your travels. You know, the alert to the LGBTQ community is a particular note here since Pride Month is next month. You know, it's sad that that's still an issue around the world and also in our own country here. I mean, looking at you, Kansas City Chiefs kicker, and your recent unnecessary comments about Pride Month. But anywho, if you use a travel advisor, then they're already going to help you navigate, you know, to destinations that are safe and guide your overall vacation experience, you know, and if something does go wrong, they've got your back to help you get home and, you know, also enroll in that STEP program as well. In other big travel news last week, U.S. President Joe Biden signed a new $105 billion FAA reauthorization law. The legislation includes several key regulations for U.S. airlines, including prohibiting carriers from charging fees for families to sit together, requiring planes to install 25-hour cockpit recording devices, and increasing maximum civil penalties for airline consumer violations. It also allows for more runway safety technology, more air traffic controllers, and stronger oversight of aircraft production. All essential things needed there to help the air travel industry thrive, so that's good. And speaking of air traffic controllers, though, not so good there, because we need more of them. The FAA is facing a persistent shortage of air traffic controllers. This, you know, despite a recent hiring surge. You know, there was a significant uptick in hiring last year, but the nation's air traffic control stations remain approximately 3,000 controllers short. That's a lot of bodies. I mean, they did hire, they met their goal. They surpassed their hiring goal last year. They hired over 1,500 air traffic controllers, but roughly 1,300 employees left. Altogether, 2023's hiring round resulted in a net gain of around 160 workers, representing a nice increase compared to the previous hiring cycle, which netted only 6 new workers. Not an ideal situation here. I mean, 106 extra bodies, that's good, but we need more. You know, I read this and I think, what's going on with management there? Like, that many people have left, but okay. They say retirees and people failing out of training too, but shoo-wee. this air traffic controller situation is a bit of a mess still ongoing, and hopefully, you know, 2024's hiring cycle is better. So if you know people looking for work, drop a line to them and say, hey, you know, you can get a fat paycheck being an air traffic controller job. Stressful, but, you know, pays well. Here's to hoping this continued shortage doesn't result in any additional travel chaos, especially as the busy summer travel period comes up. And a busy holiday weekend, too, coming around the corner here, which we'll touch on in a moment. But wrapping up the air travel news sector, Spirit Airlines limited change and cancellation fees, and Frontier Airlines adjusted most of its fare changing policies as well. Spirit now leads the industry with Southwest in having the best policies when it comes to ticket adjustments. American, Delta, and United don't allow free charge changes and cancellations when you book a basic economy ticket. So Spirit and Frontier doing what they can to try to entice the travelers to fly with them instead of the big three. And you've also, you know, got to compete with Southwest and, you know, their good policies too. So it's a battle out there to get, you know, butts and seats, if you will, for Spirit and Frontier. But, you know, this is a good effort into that philosophy of trying to get more travelers to start flying with Spirit and Frontier. So we'll see how that pays off and what comes of that for the rest of this year. Moving along, so are you, like me, surprised at how fast Memorial Day weekend has snuck up on us? It's going to be a busy travel weekend, my friends. AAA is projecting that nearly 44 million travelers in the United States are gearing up to hit the road for the Memorial Day holiday weekend. This forecast marks the second highest number of Memorial Day holiday travelers since AAA began tracking data in 2000, nearly matching 2005's record of 44 million of the projections here. So airports are also anticipating a surge in passengers with an estimated 3.51 million travelers expected to take to the skies, marking a 4.8% increase over 2023 and 9% growth compared to pre-pandemic 2019. Leading up to this holiday weekend, currently Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport is the worst airport in the U.S. when it comes to flight disruptions, followed by San Francisco and Baltimore. Hopefully all of them have a much better Memorial Day weekend than they have in April. So fingers crossed that there's not insane chaos and disruptions and cancellations over this busy holiday weekend. Besides flying and driving, nearly 2 million people are projected to opt for alternative modes of transportation, such as buses, trains, and cruise ships. AAA predicts that 1.9 million people will get away using their other forms of transportation, representing a 5.6% increase compared to last Memorial Day weekend. So it's going to be a busy holiday weekend. I fully expect Memorial Day weekend to be packed. Any big city, anywhere you're going out there, it's going to be crowded. Even national parks are going to be busy. They're going to be crowded. So this past Friday, May 17th and Sunday, May 19th are now among the top five highest volume travel days for the TSA Air Travelers Tracking System, which is crazy that it, you know, middle of May here saw a huge boost. This wasn't even like Mother's Day weekend. It's not even a holiday time. It's just smack dab weekend in the middle of May. People are out and about and they want to go. So we're going to see a good bit of that Memorial Day weekend as well. July 4th coming up around the corner too. That's going to be busy, busier than Memorial Day as it traditionally is on the flying side of things. So pack your patience this summer. That is for sure. And as we wrap up what has been trending in the world of travel, we jump over to cruise news, and the Port of Baltimore announced that their first cruise ship's departures since that key bridge collapse is finally taking place. We've got Royal Caribbean and Carnival set to return to the Port of Baltimore this weekend. Certainly love that for the cruise industry and for Baltimore to get a boost back there. That was quite a wild one earlier this year when that bridge collapsed. If you never saw that video, you should definitely check it out. It's wild. Shout out to those workers who saved a lot of people by stopping cars from entering in, and they heard that Mayday call. So, and we're really glad that the cruise industry can get back into that city. And lastly, Scenic Group, they're launching a Taylor Swift Travel Advisor contest. The grand prize for the most bookings includes two tickets to Taylor Swift's concert in Miami on October 20th. And travel advisors can enter the contest by simply booking non-group clients, and the travel advisor with the most FIT bookings made by June 30th will win the grand prize. Taylor Swift, she's seemingly everywhere these days, and a lot of people want to go to those concerts, even overseas. You can, you know, potentially save money actually by going overseas, depending on the destination that you travel to, and actually spend less. A friend of mine was doing that with Scotland and mentioned that recently, so that's pretty cool. But hey, if you want to, you know, stay in states and book some scenic here, you got a contest option there for my travel advisor listeners. So that wraps up what has been trending in travel. Well, a little bit of it, at least. There's always so much news, and you can stay in the know by subscribing to our daily newsletter, and following us on TravelPulse.com or any of the social media channels out there. So any additional thoughts on the news there, you can drop me an email, podcast@TravelPulse.com. Now we're going to jump over to our interview segment of the show around events in travel. Escape to a vacation like no other with All-Inclusive by Marriott Bonvoy. Picture yourself lounging on pristine beaches in the Dominican Republic or Mexican Caribbean, or embracing the rich cultures of Brazil and Barbados. All-Inclusive by Marriott Bonvoy connects you with the most sought-after experiences in the most breathtaking destinations. Ready to elevate your travel game? Explore All-Inclusive by Marriott Bonvoy today and transform your wanderlust into unforgettable memories. And now joining me on the podcast is two lovely guests. First up, Alicia Ivanka Lewis, Executive Vice President of Events at North Star Travel Group. Welcome to the show, Alicia. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
I am in charge of our events at North Star. I've been here about 12 years. I actually know that because I was hired when I was 8 months pregnant. And my daughter, I'll be here, I'm close to 13. She'll be 13 in September. So my responsibilities include overseeing a couple different portfolios of events. For everyone that's listening on this call, I am responsible for our retail events. So Global Travel Marketplace, GTM West, Cruise World. Also have responsibility for our Focusrite events, which is our travel technology, and a couple of other divisions in our portfolio of hotel investment conferences. So I don't really talk about what I'm responsible for. So I'm sorry that I seem like I'm stuttering here, but I'm involved in everything. So whether it's the marketing, the sales, the operations, the development, I kind of touch it all.
Overseeing it all. Yes, we love that. And yes. In charge of a lot. And we also have a second guest on here, Christian Perry, owner of Classic Travel Connection for the travel advisor side too. Welcome to the show. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I own Classic Travel Connection. Just like you said, it's a team of 42 individuals who book travel all over the world. And I have been in the travel industry since 2004. So that's almost, it's about 20 years. Crazy. I must have started when I was like 8 years old, I suppose. But I love what I do. I love leading my team. I love sending people all over the world, letting them make connections that they never would have made. So that's what I do day in, day out.
Wonderful. Yes. Thank you both for joining the show today.
Yeah. And we love 2002. So I didn't realize that we were 2 years behind each other. And I should say that Kristen and I know each other well, because she served on our GTM advisory board.
Yes, and we're going to talk a little bit about what GTM is and the importance of events in the travel space here. And Alicia, we'll dive right in about the current state of events. How are things in the event space here in the retail side of things as we move, further away from the pandemic?
Better than they've ever been. I've been doing, as I said before, I've started out doing events in the travel industry in 2002. So I moved to New York City in 2002 and started, what's that, 22 years ago right now? And I don't think I've ever seen the industry thrive as much as it's been thriving now. It's different, obviously, than it was in 2002 and in the earlier years. But, events are back. I mean, it's human connection. I mean, for the travel advisors who are listening, I mean, that's what your clients' experiences are all about, are connections and experiences, and the events provide just that. But, give you a platform to connect with suppliers that are going to help you grow your business, to be able to learn and network. So they are, events are doing great. Both of our, I know we're going to talk about it more, but both of our GTM and GTM West events are completely sold out for this year.
Hey, that's great news for the North Star team there. Well done, Alicia and your team. So Christian, from the advisor side of viewpoints, why is it important for you and your team to be out in events and so many, there's so many events in the industry. So what's key on the importance of a travel advisor getting out there at these events?
I think one of the most important things about what we do is maintaining relationships and fostering relationships in our industry. So meeting new advisors, people that are of like mind, is so great networking. And at the same time, connecting with suppliers and vendors and partners that we would never have connected with otherwise at these events is so important, because relationships, honestly, is where it's at in our business.
Yeah, they're so vital to helping the industry grow. And Alicia, you alluded to, the GTM and the GTM West and being sold out. So can you tell us a little bit more about North Stars Travel's big events and what we've got? Sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, how about I'll start with GTM, so Global Travel Marketplace, which was launched probably 12 years ago now. And when I started with the company, so when I started, and I'll tell you a little story, just how much talk about events and how they've changed just over the past 20 years. So when I started in 2002, I was involved in a large trade show called Luxury Travel Expo, and I worked on that for about 10 years. And we had about 500 exhibitors and 3,000 travel agents, right? So I used to come into work in the morning. I lived in Manhattan for 18 years, and I go to my office in Manhattan. And when I first started out, I was a show coordinator. So part of my job was I had to pick the registrations off the fax machine and, you know, input all their information into an Excel spreadsheet. But boy, was the world different, right? So it was just, and there was 3,000 travel agents. And I think back in those days, it was more about, especially in the event business, it was about quantity over quality, right? So that was your biggest marketing. You know, we'd sit there and that's all you want to say, largest, biggest, 3,000 travel agents. And then the world started to change. And I'd say in 08 and 09, when the financial crisis came on, I mean, I think it changed this business, especially on the travel advisor side, because many of those advisors who weren't serious about being advisors left the industry. And on the supplier side, just kept on seeing more and more of a shift from quality over quantity, right? They didn't no longer, cared as much about getting 1,000 leads at a trade show. They'd rather get quality leads that they can do business with, right? So, and that was at my previous company that I was at for 12 years. When I came over to North Star, I watched all this over that period and watched things change. And I was like, wouldn't it be great to be able to launch an event that was just, all about quality, all about connections, and built around the travel advisor, right? So what does the travel advisor need? Let's think about what they need and how we can best accommodate that need in a live experience. So we launched GTM, which was, we brought in year one. It was about 100 travel advisors, and they are for advisors who have global annual sales of $1 million or more. And, we went out there and we talked, being part of brands at the time, Travel Weekly and Travel HOS. We did not have Travel Pulse then when we launched the event, but we spent a lot of time talking with our supplier partners and said, hey, how about this? We bring this event, we bring these agents, and we got, commitments from suppliers. And that was GTM, where it was kind of, your top advisors that created a platform for one-to-one networking. And one of the things that was unique about GTM at the time, because things have changed, there's a lot more events in the marketplace, but the advisors could sit and the suppliers could go for their 6-minute one-to-one meetings. Meeting for a supplier, they no longer had to come to a trade show. Go back to those early days where suppliers would spend thousands and thousands of dollars to ship booths and do all that. And this was kind of all about business. So GTM was born. Now we're at a point we launched GTM West, which is a sister event that is for advisors from the Western states and Canadian provinces. And one advisor can't attend both. So they're two unique audiences. So for the supplier, they can have access to two different audiences if they participate in both events. And now we're at a point with those two events that we get about 700 applications, maybe even 800 this year. Wow. And most of it, and Kristen can attest to this, is word of mouth, where advisors have come away from these events, and it's changed their life. It's changed their businesses. When you're able to network, I think about myself and what I do for a living. I mean, even during COVID, one of the most valuable experiences I had outside of my day-to-day job was being part of a networking group for people that run trade shows and events in various different industries, because let's face it, of course you need your supplier partners, but when you're able to network with like-minded individuals that give you ideas and give you inspiration, it's huge. So I do have others. We have Cruise World. I don't know if you want me to go into our other events, but we do have an event that's just GTM. And I tell that story because Kristen's here with us today and she's so connected to it. So, we do have other events that cater to the entire travel agent community. We have Cruise World. We have our Future Leaders in Travel retreat. So we have something for everyone. And I'll leave it there, so I'm not monopolizing the whole conversation. No, certainly, worries. I'm passionate about all our events, but GTM is really something special.
Yeah, and it born from you, you know, like you said, and then taking off as well it has. And Christian, you know, from your side, how much has GTM really helped you in your business?
I would say that GTM 100% changed my business, and not just changed my business, but changed the way that I communicate with my own team, changed the way that I communicate with suppliers. And honestly, it has given me the confidence. It helped me find my confidence in this industry and find my place, I suppose. And that's, you know, just for a lot of different reasons and from people that I met during those times. And I'm super excited, Alicia. I don't know if you know, I'm coming back to GTM West in a few weeks. So, you know, I've taken my few years off that we're supposed to take off, and I get to come back now. So I'm excited to go again and to be there. But, and 100%, Alicia, all of the events that you're talking about, Cruise World, I have people from my team that attend Cruise World. I attend almost every year also. And, I also have someone on my team who attends Future Leaders. So we love all of the events. There is, and each one is just a very different focus and so important in all that we do.
Yeah. Changing businesses and giving confidence. It's the power of events, the power of connection there. We do, if anyone interested more about Cruise World, we did a show recently about all about Cruise World, much you need to know there. So you can check that out on the podcast page. But I'll be at Future Leaders later this year, so we'll have dive more into that and have a full episode later on in the year for that event coming up in August. But Christian, what are some other key events that travel advisors should have on their radar?
So obviously, I think GTM is a great one. If you qualify, if you have your $1 million in sales and in global sales and you qualify to attend GTM, it's so important. You'll meet people that you would never have had the opportunity of meeting as far as partners. You're with, again, like-minded travel advisors. And so the networking is great. I think it's important to attend something on a smaller scale like that, just because of the intimacy of it. It's more or less like a boutique conference, I suppose, a boutique event. And then, of course, I think going to a larger event is great too. So finding a large event like something like Cruise World. And then I think FAMs are always good. You know, any kind of FAM that we can go on that mirrors what we sell or what we want to sell is very, very important. And I think it's important that we realize too that we can't do everything, because otherwise we'd be gone every week out of the year. But I think 3 solid events a year is a great goal, and 3 very different kinds of events. So, you know, giving yourself 3 different types of opportunities.
Yeah, maximizing the most of that event travel space, because you do have to get out to, you know, actual resorts and cruise ships and things that you know what you sell the best that way. So, sir, I think that's
a lot of times you can, you know, kill 2 birds with 1 stone. If you can do an event, do an event on a cruise ship or do an event at a resort, so you can really make the most of that opportunity.
Yeah. And with Cruise World, they have our cruise ship inspections too. So you can check that out if you aren't able to get a cruise ship all the time there. So you got a lot of ships coming up on that one. So Alicia, I didn't have this in the pre-show notes. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. What is the toughest part about putting on an event, would you say?
The toughest part about putting on an event is meeting all the customer expectations, right? So you look back, and I was doing an exercise, you know, on attendee, you know, on a surveys across all of our events company wide. And it's tough because people have different needs and different wants, right? And when you have an event, you have to try and meet all of them. So how do you do that? You know, we have weekly, you know, calls every week for all of our events. And we sit there and we just, you know, everything we do is about, you know, if you don't focus on the customer and you don't focus on the customer feedback, both your audience and your exhibitor supplier side, you're nothing. And it's knowing your market, right? And I think that's what, and I genuinely mean this, I think that's what makes us so good at what we do at, you know, North Star Travel Group, who's got, you know, Travel Pulse and Travel Weekly and Travel Edge West and all of our events. We know our audience, right? So if you're not, our audience is across the board, right? If you're not connected to your audience, I don't know how you could do what we do. So I'd say that the toughest piece is, and I'm sure I'm going to hang up and think of about 20 other things, but I would just say is making sure you're meeting all of those needs with such a broad audience, and especially in the travel advisor community. You know, at the end of the day, you're all doing the same thing. You're selling travel, but the business models are so diversified, right? So, I mean, yes, you need to know who your supplier partners are. You need to educate yourself, but you still You know, it still changes a little bit depending on whether you're what your model is, you know, an IC or whether you're a storefront or, you know, some people just have different needs.
Definitely. I think that's so important, Alicia, too, because that's one of the things that we, even taking that from the advisor to the client side, to the traveler, the very first thing I ask a client now before I start working with them is, what are your expectations in working with me? Because if I don't understand the expectations of the person I'm serving, then like you said, I'm nothing. Like I can't even pretend to meet their needs. So knowing what the needs are and then striving to meet them and then also understanding that, I mean, literally when I ask that question, every answer is different. You know, every client has different needs. And so that has to be difficult.
Certainly so. Yeah, it seems like a lot of challenges can come up with events. And, you know, I've experienced some too. We've been on site at events and you never know what the wind may throw your way, but you pivot and make the best of it. And like we did, you know, when a fire broke out at the Travis. And
I was there.
So you never know. But
What do you do? I mean, think about that, right, guys? So we have our Travis, which is our Travel Pulse Awards event, and it's alongside Cruise World in November. We're in Miami. People are showing up. I think the cocktail party started at 6 and it was like 5:45 or 5:30 and the convention center goes on fire, like on the roof, right? So, and you're sitting out there and people are in ball gowns and tuxes and no one knows, right? Yeah. So at the end of the day, we're not the priority of the convention center at that point. They're trying to go to the roof to figure out where the fire is so the place doesn't burn down. But you know what? You figure it out. You think on your toes. And you know what? I think that this industry, I'm so grateful. And I really sincerely mean this. I guess I could put together events in any industry. I don't think I'd be as good at it because I don't know the industries, like I said before. But everybody's understanding. You know, we all know that things happen. You know, just like travel advisors and like Kristen, you're saying, you send your client somewhere and you certainly understand the unknown that you have no control over.
And you guys do a great job. Honestly, every event that I've ever been to, and I've been to a lot of your events, you guys do an amazing, amazing job of knowing your audience, of connecting people. And it's evident. You guys do great.
Thank you.
Indeed. Yeah. So as we wrap up here on the podcast, I want to get your thoughts on your go-to advice for our listeners on when it comes to attending events and any best practice tips. Share the wisdom to our listeners.
My biggest tip is just to go with an open mind. Be completely open to meeting new people, maybe even developing a relationship, a business relationship with somebody that you never really thought that you might, or somebody that wasn't even on your radar, because that one person could change the trajectory of your business. And so going with an open mind and being willing to meet new people, try new things, listen to things that, you know, methods and ways and systems and processes that you might not have already in your business and being willing to implement them. And I think an open mind is most important.
I would say be prepared. If you want to get the most out of an event, don't just show up. Go on our website, look at the exhibitor list, look at the, you know, if there's one of our events that has content, look at the program, take 30 minutes before you show up. And if not, you know, depending on the event, more than that. But really put your plan together because you're going to get so much more out of it. I mean, I went to a my last comment about, so I went to I go to one industry conference of what I do for a year that brings together show organizers. And I'm bad because I don't always do this, but I was at this conference in April and I was like, you know what, let me just go on and see who's there because I knew we had a need for a couple different vendors. And I can't tell you how much it helped me because I knew that, okay, company X is going to be there. I know that I need to make sure that I make a connection with that person before I leave. If I had not done that, I know it sounds simple, but I wouldn't have had it in my head. I may have not made that connection. And as we all know, the most valuable connection you can make is face-to-face. So just spend some time preparing and putting together your plan about who you want to meet, like Kristen said, and you know, set yourself some goals. To say, okay, I want to meet 10 new suppliers or I want to make 5 new advisor connections and these kind of who's on my list.
I love that. I think that's great advice. And if it helps, you know, physically write it out on a notepad, write your outline, or if you're, you know, have chicken scratch handwriting like myself and you can't read it later, you know, type it out and get your outline in place before as your game plan, as Alicia said. So lastly here, what's your favorite travel event? We'll start with Christian, you.
I will have to say my favorite travel event is GTM. And just going back to what I said before, it really did. It did change my business and it opened up my whole, just everything to to different suppliers, to being able to send people to different places and having different contacts all over the world that I would have never met if I had not attended the GTMs that I did. And then at the same time, after you leave GTM, you have this wonderful little, what we call the GTM Bible, which is the contacts of every single person where you can keep notes as you go along, as you're meeting with everyone. And being able to go, yes, there it is.
Yeah. I love it. You got a prop. Good job, Eric.
And then being able to go back and say, hey, I met you at GTM. And we, and reminding them that you had that connection at GTM, or I was at GTM and I have your name in, you know, in my GTM book or whatnot. Then that's, that has a lot of clout, you know, it says a lot. And so they're, the suppliers are more connected to you, are more quick to respond, more quick to work with you. And they know that you're a quality advisor. And so it's just been a really great event. And thus I'm going back again this year.
Love it. Alicia?
Man, I can answer that. I like them all. Yeah. I do. Listen, I talked a lot about GTM in the beginning just because I was so involved in its launch, but they're all special. I mean, I'm not going to say an event. I truly have an affection for each event that we do for different reasons, but I think what I like best and my favorite thing is the connections and that we're truly making a difference. You know, when we come to work every day, sure, we're not doctors, we're not curing cancer, we're not doing that, but we are serving as a medium where we're connecting the industry and making it stronger as a result of it. And that's when I wake up every morning, that's what makes me feel good about what I do.
Love it. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining on the podcast to talk events in the travel space. Where can people get in touch with you or reach out or follow you, Christian, on social if they'd like to? Anything you want to plug, fire away.
I just have my email, avanko@travelweekly.com, because I have about 5 emails, but that's the easiest one if you ever wanted to get in touch, and I'm on all the websites.
Hey, and if anyone has any questions about GTM Cruise World or really any event, I'm very happy to answer and give tips and help point people in the right direction. And my email is Kristen, Christen @classictravelconnection.com.
Thank you again so much for jumping on the podcast. That's all the time we have for this week. I will have no show next week because it's Memorial Day weekend leading into me going on a travel event. Actually, I'll be headed to Asta next week. So we'll be back in June. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.